Now, verse 4, and he says, and ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, we're going to look in just a few moments at his covenant with Levi, but let me move on down. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear with which he feared me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. Now, we have the reason that God chose the tribe of Levi. If you go back to the man, Levi, the son of Jacob, you'd never choose him, because he didn't have anything to commend himself to God at all. And when old Jacob was dying, you remember, he called those 12 boys stand around his bedside, and he gave a prophecy concerning each one of them. And he put Simeon and Levi together. And I'm turning back to Genesis 49, beginning at verse 5. Listen to this. O Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Now, they thought they were justified in it because of their sister, but they were murderers. And it's amazing God would choose them. And so, verse 7, he says, cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. And how is he going to scatter Levi? They're going to become the priestly tribe. But how can they become the priestly tribe when Levi himself was such a rascal? He was a murderer. And yet God chose the tribe. Well, after that, from this man, there came one of the tribes of Israel. Now, when you come to the time of Moses, you've come to something entirely different. And Moses now, when he's on his deathbed, he gathers the tribes around me. What was just 12 men around Jacob now are probably a million or more, a million plus, that are gathered around Moses. And he's giving a prophecy to each one of these. And this is found in Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter, verses 9, and let me begin reading there, 9 through 11. Who said unto his father, probably I ought to drop back and begin at verse 8 so we'll know it's Levi. And of Levi he said, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with the Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. Now notice that. Although Levi himself was a rascal, and he almost forfeited his birthright because the fact he was a murderer, but now the tribe that has come from him, they've observed the word of God. They've kept the covenant. Verse 10, they shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. God now makes them the priestly tribe to teach Israel God's law. That is the thing he says. They shall put incense before thee. They'll make prayer for the children of Israel and hold burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. And that sacrifice points to Christ. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. Now that is the covenant God made with Levi. He is to teach Israel. He is to serve at the altar, altar of incense, prayer, altar of the burnt sacrifice, where that which points to Christ. Now, that was at the beginning. What about him now after the return? Why, he's willing to shut his eyes when a sick cow is brought, and he's despising the name of God. and he's disobeying God, and therefore how can he teach God's word to the people? That is the thing that God is saying. Now, what a change has taken place. Even after the 70 years captivity, Levi hasn't learned the lesson. He says, my covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for fear, with which he feared me and was afraid of my name. He feared God. This crowd doesn't. The law of truth was in his mouth. He taught the truth of God. But these priests at that time were not teaching the truth of God. They were breaking the commandments of God instead of teaching them and keeping them. And that's the thing that God is saying now. And God says, he walked with me in peace and equity and did turn many away from iniquity. He was a good example, you see, to the people. Now, what a change had taken place. Now, this has a real application today. My friend, may I say to you, we're not serving God until you and I give a reverence to his name and not despise his name. And that means that we'll hold Christ up. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. What a glorious, wonderful picture that is that we have here.